Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's thriving startup ecosystem. The participants are Dr. D. Srinivasa Reddy, Director, CSIR, Indian Institute of Chemical Technology, Dr. Vinay K. Nandikuri, Director, CSIR Center for Cellular and Molecular Biology, and Dr. Prakash Kumar, Director, CSIR National Geophysical Research Institute. Moderator is M.S. Lakshmi, Akashvani correspondent.
India has a thriving startup ecosystem, recognized as the third largest globally, with innovation and technology as key drivers. The government supports this ecosystem through initiatives like Startup India, while CSIR laboratories play a crucial role in translating various laboratory technologies into practical applications, particularly through their support for startups. The upcoming CSIR Startup Conclave in Hyderabad, hosted by three major CSIR laboratories, aims to further strengthen this collaboration and facilitate knowledge sharing between the labs and the startup community. CSIR laboratories play a vital role in bridging the gap between lab research and their applications by supporting and mentoring startups. Let us know more about the support that is being extended by these laboratories. We have with us in our studios Dr. D. Srinivas Reddy, Dr. Vinay K. Nandikuri, and Dr. Prakash Kumar. Welcome to our Spotlight program. Dr. Srinivas Reddy, IICT has been one of the oldest research institutes in the country, and you have mastered some technologies, especially relating to chemicals, pharma, and sustainability. So how you're trying to transform your technologies to industry? Does these technologies benefit people at large?
Thank you, madam, having me here. So at IICT, IICT is one of the 37 laboratories of CSIR. So at Hyderabad, we are fortunate to have three labs next to each other. IICT, where I'm coming from, we have CCMB and NGRA. So we are sitting next to each other, and we are part of a beautiful ecosystem of Hyderabad. Hyderabad has so many scientific institutions. We have pharma industry, biotech industry, agro industry, like all parts we are there. So we are doing very, very good in scientific domain. So in terms of our contributions, we made a big contribution, particularly in the pharma sector, agro sector, and different sectors. But wherever necessity came, we rose to the occasion and we contributed. So some of the examples, just to give you a couple of examples, this AGR technology we developed recently at IICT. So this technology converts organic waste into biogas and biomanure. So in fact, one of the place in vegetable market in Boinpalli, so that converts 10 tons per day, all this waste, to biogas and biomanure. So that is something very recent one, our contribution, and it also spreading across the country. And like another innovation is development of compostable plastics in collaboration with one of the company, startup company, Greenworks Bio. So these eco-friendly products are very, very, very much available in many places now. And other tech, in addition to, not only for, as you said, in addition to pharmaceutical, agrochemical, sustainability and other things, we also contribute, our CSIR laboratories contributes to the farmers. For example, when before coming to IICT, I was at IIIM Jammu. So where we contributed to the purple revolution in Jammu Kashmir area. That's one of the example that is well known in the now in India. So where CSR technologies enabled farmers to cultivate lavender. So improving their income, particularly women farmers. So that's also our Honorable Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh always talks about agri startups, agri tech startups. I think that's where I think word came from, and now it is becoming very, very popular. For coming back to IICT contribution towards farmers, there is something called PAT. We call it as a pheromone application technology, where our scientists develop pest control methods using pheromones. So this technology has been implemented across India, particularly this region, South Indian region like Andhra, Telangana, and also now we are spreading into Orissa. We are getting good traction, and we would like to take much like forward this this technology as well.
Dr. Vinay, what are the challenges you have identified since you have been associated with the incubation center at CCMB?
So we have started a place called Atal Incubation Center about 7 years ago. Around 160 incubatees have gone through the place, and at this point of time, we have around 30 incubatees there. So what is an incubatee? Incubatee is one who has their own idea, a scientific idea, which they want to test out and see and ultimately move to make it an industrially viable option. So when you want to do that, you get something called a seed fund, and that allows them to test out their idea, and that allows them to give them for a 1 or 2 years time to test their ideas. So what we provide is an ecosystem where all the equipments are available and other support is available. They also get access to CCMB facilities at the same price as we would charge our own internal people. But once an idea becomes reasonably successful and they want to translate or take it to the next level, the kind of funding that you require is higher. And also, you would require different level of equipments. For example, you are testing out an idea and you have to go for production. You need something called GMP and GLP laboratories, which are a bit more expensive to do. And the kind of components that you require for producing higher level is higher level yield and other things is more expensive. This level, you generally tend to depend on angel investors or some of the established people who would actually be interested in taking, your idea, which you're reasonably successful with, and help you go to the next level. But this is also a place where it's not always easy to find the right kind of people who are interested in your idea. It's about pitching and not always successful. So this is a place, what we call as Valley of Death, translating some of these ideas into ultimately becoming industrially viable production. There is a gap, and this gap is what we need to. I'm not talking about CSR institutes. I'm not talking about simply about any one of us. And there are many other levels of help is needed from our resources to make sure that these things are minimized. Second aspect that comes is the regulatory issues. Regulatory, while they are reasonably streamlined, it takes about a year, year and a half. We should be more proactive in helping startups go through these regulatory issues in a speedy manner, proactive, not reactive. So that is where government once again can help these startups and fill these gaps. And that requires effort from multiple agencies, not CSIR alone. You have many other agencies that are required to come together. And that's why it is something that we need to work on. We as a community need to work on to make sure that our startups ultimately become viable industries.
Dr. Prakash, being a geophysical research and geophysical sciences are less known in the present day situation, what type of steps you would like to take to attract more scientists or startups into this science actually?
Exactly. Because as you told, geophysics is less known only because of this curricular structure probably. Because we have to, from the students level, the importance of the geophysics, the subject as geophysics. In fact, because it is very important subject, because in order to become a country develop or Atmanirbhar, you need to have resources, continuous supply of resources, and the geophysics is the only way to explore this thing. Because now we have actually the four important and basic verticals. We study the internal structure of Earth and how our planet works. This is for academic interest, but the earthquake genesis, hazard assessment, exploration of energy, renewable, non-renewable, both mineral explorations, groundwater exploration and managements. Here we contribute to the society directly or indirectly, because our 99% stakeholders are the industries. But we also provide R&D solutions to the society as a groundwater contamination studies, management studies. A lot of work we have been doing in Telangana, Andhra, AP and different part of the country also. We have done in the last few years the exploration of groundwater in arid part of the India, where the dry part. And now we have established this one. So anything related to this, any startup companies, actually there are a number of startup companies we found that they are doing very good in this direction. If they are contributing by like drone studies, sometimes we are doing to cover the whole region very fast. Any for exploration, oil exploration, if somebody has an idea to explore the oil, some innovative idea to explore the the residue of the oil, because we cannot extract the oil 100%. 70-80% remain there. If any idea, CSUS is another for environment studies. So there are number of startup companies are there which are working in this direction. And our goal will be to interact with them and collaborate with them. And since an industrial institute, CSIR as is NGRI, so we will be very happy to collaborate with them. Collaborated also some of them, any instrumentation development, et cetera, et cetera. And we provide all our basic expertise, their testing of their equipment in the real field condition. These are the way we can help to them. And even if some finding will be there by some proper means, some proper direction, we can also support to them.
Okay, Dr. Srinivas Reddy, you are planning a two-day startup conclave in Hyderabad. What exactly you are looking for and how you want to strengthen the ecosystem for the startups through this conclave?
So in light of contributions, what we discussed among three CSIR laboratories present in Hyderabad and also their connections and involvement with the startups. So it was decided that to organize this CSIR startup conclave centered around the theme like catalyzing innovation, connecting ecosystems in Hyderabad. So the event is scheduled for 22nd, 23rd April this month, aims to promote innovations and entrepreneurship in India. So, of course, based on collaborations among the research institutions and startups. Startups are the key drivers for our building Atmanirbhar Bharat, or whatever we're talking about, Viksit Bharat, by our Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji. So they help reducing import dependency, attract foreign investment, and also develop homegrown solutions for local challenges. More importantly, they create employment and also opportunities across both urban and rural areas for the youth. So considering all these things, we are planning this 22nd, 23rd event. I invite all of you to join along with wherever possible, try to spread a word across so that more people join and more people get benefited from this conclave.
Okay, before we conclude, Dr. Srinivas Reddy, could you please tell us something about the ongoing research projects which have potentially explored and take them to the field, actually, to the people for the societal benefit?
Societal benefit means I can only talk about this waste to wealth. Mm-hmm. We already connected to different startups. They are already implementing in different places. In fact, whatever we talked about, Boinpalli market, it is given to a startup company and they are doing that one. And similarly, pheromone application technology, that is also widespread societal benefits we have. And there are many things like plastics, where we are talking about compostable plastics. So that is also another societal impact we can make.
Besides that, Dr. Vinay, could you please tell us something about the ongoing research, especially in different areas at SCCMB?
We are pretty good at basic research, but in addition to that, we have many areas where we have worked on societally beneficial stuff. For example, long ago, we are the ones who have established DNA fingerprinting in India. So it was way back in 1988. We are the third country in the world, and with our own probes, we have established way back in 1988. And then we have done many other things, like came up with better varieties of rice, and which is Sama Masuri rice. And we have also have wildlife diagnostics and rare genetic disease diagnostics. And then we have actually recently come up with a diagnostic testing as well as a confirmatory for sickle cell anemia. So we have many areas in which we are working in a societally beneficial stuff. During COVID, there isn't an aspect in which we have not participated. Along with IGIB, CCMB and IGIB together, we have sequenced almost 40-45% of all the COVID genomes that have been sequenced in India. And there are other areas in which we will continue to work. And if and when anything is possible, we'll take it to the community. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Vinay, Dr. Srinivas Reddy and Dr. Prakash Kumar. Thank you so much for giving us more insights about the startups and the challenges what they are facing and the measures what the CSIR laboratories are taking. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India's thriving startup ecosystem. The participants were Dr. D. Srinivasa Reddy, Director, CSIR, Indian Institute of Chemical Technology, Dr. Vinay K. Nandikuri, Director, CSIR Center for Cellular and Molecular Biology, and Dr. Prakash Kumar, Director, CSIR, National Geophysical Research Institute. Moderator was M.S. Lakshmi, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.